Welcome to Pod Talk, a podcast sponsored by the United Soybean Board, which invests soy checkoff dollars to achieve maximum value for U.S. soybean farmers.
In this Pod Talk, we're going to discuss how the United Soybean Board and the Soy Checkoff are working to communicate U.S. soybean farmers' commitment to sustainability. Regardless of how you define sustainability, the fact is that sustainability is becoming a significant criterion as soybean buyers around the world consider their purchases. In an effort to position the United States as the world's preferred provider of soybeans, the United Soybean Board, in collaboration with the U.S. Soybean Export Council and American Soybean Association, developed the Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol. The protocol describes the regulations and management practices that U.S. soybean farmers use to ensure sustainable soybean production. The data used in the protocol is collected by USDA from U.S. soybean farmers who participate in existing national conservation programs. Ohio farmer John Motter is a director on the United Soybean Board, and he says U.S. soybean farmers in all regions of the U.S. set the bar high in terms of sustainable soy production.
I was raised to leave the farm better than I found it. That's a sustainable practice. To preserve it for the next generation has to be part of the sustainability equation. What does that mean? It means doing conservation practices. It means putting cover crops on my ground. In my case, it means shallow incorporation of nutrients, because I farm ground that's very fragile in the Western Lake Erie Basin. My sustainability equation has a few components that my friends in North Dakota wouldn't have. But I have that responsibility to look at what is sustainable in my neighborhood and create the practices on my farm that allow our soybean crop to be more sustainable.
John says that the concept of sustainability isn't just about being good stewards. It's also about being able to sustain the financial success of the farm.
Number one, nothing is sustainable for very long if I cannot profit by doing it. If it costs me money to be sustainable and I'm losing money doing so, ultimately I'm going to be out of business. So sustainability has to not be costly. It has to show value in my farming operation.
The Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol is helping pave the way for increased demand for U.S. soy and increased profitability for soybean farmers. John Motter says it's all about knowing your customer.
The amount of sustainable soybeans leaving the United States is growing. There's a demand internationally for a sustainability protocol. As we provide that, and we have a certificate on those soybeans that says, yes, we in the United States grow soybeans sustainably, the volume continues to increase. The buyer is asking for it. We as growers need to deliver what our end user wants. I'm delivering what the customer wants. I think it's a great play for us here in the United States.
Thanks to John Motter, a director on the United Soybean Board, for sharing his thoughts on the Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol. You can discover more about the United Soybean Board and the Soybean Sustainability Assurance Protocol by visiting unitedsoybean.org and clicking Topics in the main menu to find Sustainability.
This has been Pod Talk, sponsored by the United Soybean Board. USB's 73 farmer directors work on behalf of all U.S. soybean farmers to achieve maximum value for their soy checkoff investments.